This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Hello to yous tubes.
Put moron number two on the phone.
It's you two.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Oh, yes, you do. We start another week with Damo every Monday.
For you do.
See him happy. He's ready to go. So that's good. And then, whose topic?
You're on fire. Because I'm not sure about that one there.
Me either. Topics, Warren.
Yes.
Of course, Sir Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
10.
I like that.
Tom Taconi.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. Good family.
Bloody good footy, too. As are the Blues.
The Blues are
And then we finish with a joke that I think is going to get an airing that it probably didn't deserve.
I like it.
Hello to you, Baldy.
G'day, Jimmy boy. How was your weekend? A couple more wines?
Very good. No, very nice dinner for me last night down in Sandy Village. It's beautiful.
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
Well, I went to run the tan Sunday morning, Jim.
Which you didn't.
Well, I did. I actually found it. And that was with the elite women running the tan, 3.8K. Our girl, Lauren Flying Ryan.
Flying
Ryan. She won in 11 minutes 34, Jim.
Bloody good going,
11:34.
And what did you just watch them all run?
Oh, support.
Were you?
Support.
Support.
Oh,
fat. So well done, fat.
I had the donuts and the muffins and the coffee just sitting there. And then they had the celebrity race.
Mm-hmm.
Hughesy, who won it last year.
Yes.
About eighth.
Who came first this year?
I'll tell you, won it. Andy Brennan, who plays soccer, I think, with South Melbourne.
Oh, well, he's a professional athlete then.
Well, I sat next to him, Jim, and he had the hat on backwards and he didn't look too well. I said, "How you going, mate?" And he goes, "Oh, I've had the biggest night. I don't think I'm going to have a spew."
Anyway, I don't think that's what he said.
Quote, unquote, mate, he won it. So good on him. He won it. Stevie Baker was there, of course. We spoke to him last week. Campbell Brown, the brown dog, was there. He ran it. So all those boys got involved.
Well done.
And they raised a lot of money there because part of it was for the Shane Warne Foundation. So that was good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So it was a good morning had by all down at the tan.
Yes. Good.
What did you do? I won't ask you that. You must have something, Rabsy.
This is a song about dirty peavers, mouldy pools and ugly driveways.
Oh, boys, no winter she gets a little shaggy. Bring in Brazilian and as smooth as a baby.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Once your pool's waxed, it's on to the paving.
Pathways, driveways, they all need shaving.
There's only one place that you'll be a-going.
Overnight Brazilian, that's all you're knowing.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Ooh.
Well, I remember this Brazilian.
One. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. I don't remember this one.
That was a good one called Brazilian Paving.
Overnight Brazilian, yep.
Oh,
no, see.
I thought we might have headed somewhere else, but that was good with the paving.
No, we did. That was too obvious to head that way.
Oh, right. Exactly.
So
but that was good.
A nice straight bat with it.
How many of those
fat
did
and
we.
Add ages. I've got about three here. Yeah. I think you did a lot more than that.
About 10. They used to take a while, Jim.
They did.
You were hopeless.
How much do you reckon fat had input into
Nil.
That? Not one bit. Yes. Not a sentence.
Not, I couldn't even get them together, the rhythm.
Right. Now, no football because of demo. So where are we going?
Well, let's go with the rappy first.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Let's talk a bit of sport on Rap, Rap, Rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
Now, Ford must have seen your Ranger video that you did with Isaac Smith that we dropped on our Instagram page because their sponsorship has continued this week. Not only your rappy, but Damo as well, and your joke, thanks to Ford Ranger Raptor. Ranger Raptor is back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Make Raptor your number one today.
Well done. There we go, Jim. We like the sponsors on board.
On earth we do.
So no footy, as you said.
Yes.
Geelong won and North lost, Jim.
So no footy. What are we going to go with
the
then?
The Giants are going to appeal the challenge. No, I want to ask Damo. I'm putting him on notice.
Right.
Is it still $10,000 a challenge?
Don't know.
I'll ask Damo. Yeah, because the Giants have got two blokes up, Toby and Jesse Hogan. So there's 20 grand. You don't want to be throwing that away, Jimmy boy.
Toby.
Poor old Toby.
Thank you,
Toby. VFL, Jim.
Yes.
Coburg have had their first win in the VFL since round 19, 2022.
We're going with Coburg.
630 days ago. That's a good win. Well done to the Burgers. Great win. They defeated Collingwood, your mob, Rabsy, by 15 points. Well done there.
Collingwood beat Port Adelaide in the AFL.
Yeah,
so.
That's
no, no, this is the VFL. You got beaten, Rabsy. Speaking of the VFL, Frankston Dolphins, they won Friday night, Jim. And apparently the boundary umpiring was brilliant from James Brayshaw.
Going from Coburg to the Frankston Dolphins.
Well done, Jim. You were the boundary umpire.
I think you ran 15 Ks or something.
I know. Had you how far you ran? And then you had to call.
Is this your rap? What else you got?
Formula One.
Good.
Max Verstappen won the Chinese Grand Prix.
Yep.
That's his fourth win in five races. He's too good. They've got to work it out.
What happened to our man?
Oscar. Finished eighth.
Danny Ricciardo.
Retired.
Danny Lando Norris just went up into his freckles.
Lance Stroll.
He's minding his own business behind the safety car, Fat.
I know.
And got rear-ended.
Well, I don't know what happened to Lance Stroll. He was strolling the park. He ran up, but Stroll then blamed Ricciardo.
This idiot just slammed on the brake, check wing damage.
So an idiot slammed on the brake. Then Ricciardo let Stroll know about it after the race, Jim.
He's saying, my mistake. Okay, I had started to calm down, but now that makes me, that pisses me off because I watched his onboard. He's not even looking at me. We start to brake and his head starts looking at the corner and then he starts to accelerate or come off the brake and then he's right underneath me. So that pisses me off.
Not happy.
Not happy, Rick.
Fair enough too, Danny exactly. Rick.
Lance Stroll's sister is married to Scotty James, who's really good mates with Danny Rick.
Wow.
It's like normal. It's like rules on the road, Fat.
What? You
if
don't
you,
run into the back of someone.
If you rear in someone, you're at fault.
I would have thought that. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. American Nelly Acorda won the LPGA over the night, Jimmy Boy, the first women's major of 2024. What about that great sporting family? Daughter of Peter who won the Australian Open, and the other sister plays in the NPGA too. So, well done.
NPGA.
LPGA. Exactly. Yes. Well done to Nelly there. Cricket, Marcus Harris has notched a record-breaking double century in the county.
Good.
Cricket, Jim. He made 214.
Yes.
So we need that. Good on you, Marcus. Well good done. Boy. Well done there. Speaking of cricket, Travis Head smashed 89 off 32 deliveries, Jim. For another huge win over there in the IPL. And Jake Fraser-McGurk smashed 65 off 18. He's going all right for that's punter's side, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
They got beaten.
He's got serious talent, that young man. I noticed you didn't mention my man, Wade Ormsby.
Well, hang on.
The Saudi Open.
What did he do?
Second place.
Second.
110,000 US jumping in. About to go back to playing the live tournament in Adelaide.
Well done,
Orms. He's going to be our guest tomorrow.
Oh, good. There you go. You've got some money. Fraser McGurk hit 65, bless you, 18.
Was that the chief?
No, I coughed.
Right.
5 4s, 7 6s, Jim.
Yep.
That's good effort. And other cricket news. I tell you, this caught my eye.
Yes.
Four high-profile Western Australian cricketers, Jimmy Boy, have quit foregone state contracts so they can play in all these IPLs and everything around the world.
Yes.
Do you know that? Agar, who played Test cricket for Australia.
Agar.
Yeah. Marcus Stoinis.
The big oil rig.
Berenoff, the lefty quick.
Berendorf.
Berendorf. And Andrew Tai.
Yeah, AJ Tai, the steering man.
Yeah, exactly. They all going to go overseas and play T20.
This worries me that this is going to start happening a lot.
I think it will. Yeah. I think it will. It's going to happen.
All right.
That's about all I've got. Not a huge rappy today.
No.
We got Damo to come in. So it was poor, actually.
Poor Bill.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why is a SCOBY pole called a SCOBY?
SCOBY pole.
SCOBY. SCOBY. Shut up.
Now, in to chat round six, it's Damien Barrett.
It's time for Damien Barrett to wrap up the weekend in footy.
Bit of news kicking around purple as we welcome you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. There is.
With his positives.
We're all positive.
That's it. Straight in.
18 winners in the weekend, Bill.
And negatives.
Sorry to disappoint everyone.
Oh, negative, guys.
Bad news.
Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
Oh, hello. Raptor has jumped in here too.
All the big segs.
Oh,
beautiful wheels.
Of course they are. Yeah. Magnificent. Nice to see you.
Likewise. Likewise. Hi, we just completed round six and we're 2 days away from round seven, Bill.
That's good, isn't it?
It is good.
Footy Wednesday night, Thursday.
Yes.
Big crowds this week too, won't they?
Massive Thursday.
Ooh.
And a bit to play out between now and the start of round seven with what's going to happen at the tribunal tomorrow night.
The challenges?
The Giants are taking on both the Toby Green and Jesse Hogan suspensions. Both got 1 week. Hogan for a hit on Lewis Young. Green for the marking contest hit on Jordan Boyd.
So the challenge is still 10 grand?
As far as I know it to be, Bill, there is a cost associated. It was 10 grand.
And if you win, do you get it back?
Yeah, if you win, I believe you do get it back.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it was there as a deterrent, but we've just seen a weekly tribunal now. There was a period where the clubs copped it. They, to your point, Jim, roll the dice with certain legal people. And why wouldn't you after what happened last week with the good clause, the good behaviour clause coming in? Tom Barris, too. Now, last week, Bill, it was the Charlie Cameron tackle on Jake Lever, which was the talking point.
Good bloke.
This Barris one, I feel it's even harsher than what I saw Charlie Cameron do to Jake Lever on what he did to
Michael Waters. So is Tom Michael a good bloke? Waters? That's what it's going to come
Well, you'll use that card, won't you?
Yes,
and,
right,
yes, he is.
Yeah.
And yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Righto. So he doesn't play. He plays, I mean.
Yeah.
He gets off it and he plays.
And then
he's a, good bloke.
A player who has been the focus of these conversations 4 weeks ago in Peter Wright, who hit Harry Cunningham in a marking contest some weeks ago for the Bombers. He will return on Anzac Day. Massive game there.
Will he?
Collingwood v. He will return. He'll come straight back into the team.
You sure?
Yeah.
Who are they going to drop? Because they're going all right.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
the
they're
going
to have to drop
big man-wise.
Goldie or Draper, which they're not going up.
No.
Or Harry Jones, who's been very good in kicking goals for him.
Well, I don't think you could drop Jones or Goldstein. And Brad Scott today has said that Draper will play as well. So,
well, that'd be interesting.
No, it'd be unfair on Goldstein. I feel with what he's done.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally if you're a developing player like Jones, and he is starting to develop belatedly because of injury, I think he deserves an Anzac Day.
Well,
that'd
be interesting. So here they drop. Yep.
Just on that, Brad Scott once headed up the AFL in the football operations department. Now he's obviously Essendon coach. Can say this about the AFL.
I mean, clearly the AFL are outcome. They determine a penalty based on outcome, not on action. That's abundantly clear now to everyone. But all we can say to Pete is keep your eyes on the ball, attack the contest. And players are in an incredibly difficult position at the moment. And as a coaching group, you know, we're just trying to get some clarity on how we should instruct our players. And the instruction we've given them to this point is just go for the ball and keep your eyes on the ball.
It's confusing.
Toby did that, didn't he?
Again, when you slow it down, Bill, and I have an issue sometimes with the slowing it down. I know you need to see where the contact was made and how it was made, but he did take his eyes off at the last moment is the way I viewed it. And I think that's what Brad is referring to. That was what happened with Peter Wright on Cunningham. I still am old school in that in those moments, I think you're allowed to protect yourself, but the rules have moved away from that, haven't they, Jim? So,
well, they have. And if you tuck up and turn sideways and hit someone in the head, that's exactly the action they're trying to get out of the
and
game.
And that is what happened with Green on Boyd. Now, he's only got the 1 week. Obviously, Wright got the four, so he's going to try and get that down to one. Because they're already without Sam Taylor. He will miss the second match from that concussion protocol, and Canelio's already out as well, and they had a loss to Carlton. So want to start with some positives?
Well, you're very positive, man.
I am.
Debbie, come on.
I am. And I don't think there's any...
Debbie.
To me,
I'll tell you where you're going, right? Because you're all caught up in this.
I am caught up
Harley
in it.
Harley fever.
I am caught
you
up
are,
in it.
You, someone told me you got the Harley fever.
I'm shivering on that feverish about it, Bill.
I know.
No, I love it.
They're changing his name over there.
To what?
Charlie Reed.
Charlie Reed.
I don't mind that.
Yep.
Well, they started with the West Australian with Harley Lulia as when he first got there. And that was before he'd played a game. I like that one. But Charlie Reed's good.
Yep.
The swagger he's got, Jim. I know you love everyone with a swagger. You've got to then basically pull
back
it off
it up,
on the ground. And he's doing all that, isn't he? And
three
goals.
Just goals.
Hangers.
Yep, three goals. And pushing that Fife away just because he can.
It's good.
I love this aspect too. Now, this is 6PR post-match. He's got an interview with David Mundy amongst the people on the panel. Mundy voted on the Glendening Allen medal. And as we know, it came down between...
Controversial medal over the years.
Well, they actually released the votes publicly. Carl Langdon read them out. And Mundy gave Harley Reid only one vote. That's the background to this. It meant that Elliot Yeo ultimately won the award. And then Reid, at the end of this interview, post-match, had this exchange.
Harley, we really appreciate your time on 6PR Footy. We could talk to you all night, but we've got to let you go. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the win.
No, thank you. I don't think Mundy likes me giving me the one.
Oh, a little slap.
Yes. He gave you one on the way out.
Giving you a little clip on the way out.
Well, if he could touch the ball in the first 10 minutes, I might give him
So he turned 19 last Wednesday, and he's now dominating the competition. I love it, Bill. I love it.
I do, yes. So do I. It's just great to see a kid enjoying his footy and them winning too. Actually, I like that they won the last couple.
And it turned around in Gather Round, didn't it, when they pushed the Sydney Swans. They still lost by 5 goals, but they pushed them there for periods of the match, and he probably had a breakout game. The next week, they beat Richmond Footy Club, and then they just destroyed Fremantle.
Yeah, another Jake Fremantle. Waterman, by the way.
Yeah. Well, 6 goals Tony last Lockett. Week, 5 this week. Yeah, he's got the little Fraser Gehrig little mullet at the back, doesn't he? Yeah. Probably don't mention Fraser Gehrig's name in this room. Quite
a tight-knit mullet. It doesn't flap around. No,
kicking goals.
Let's go to Paddy Cripps, because if it wasn't Harley Reid, the player of the round, it may well have been Paddy Cripps for what he did for Carlton against GWS, and his partner in crime in the middle there, Sam Walsh, was extraordinary too, wasn't he? Yeah, so the way they set it up, third quarter, Curnow and Mackay came to the party as well. So, but Cripps is having a really, really good season. They've only lost the one game, the Blues, to this point, and that was by a kick against the Crows the previous week. So they're back on track. They've still got 5 players, Bill, who were best 23, not part of it at the moment.
That's a lot.
With soft tissue. Yeah, there's at least 5. You could even argue it's more, but there's at least 5 as part of that. So they're getting on with it. Love what Collingwood did. You called it, Jim, but the Will Hoskin-Elliott input into that turnaround in the second quarter. Yeah. Mm. Mark's in the forward line, Mark's on the wing, Mark's down the line, and equally crucial, give offs for goal. There's bigger names in that club by some way, but I don't think they would have turned it around as explosively as they did. 5 goals down at one stage in the second quarter to being 2 goals up at the main break inside the 15-minute burst, and he was crucial. I love it when the sort of lesser lights do get amongst it too.
Even Lipinski. Important. You throw him in?
He was good too, wasn't he? Kicked his 4 goals. Essendon, look, they've now had 2 really good weeks. We questioned them hard, and I think it was deserving that we did after they lost a couple of weeks ago against Port Adelaide, but they responded against Western Bulldogs in round 5 and were really good against Adelaide Crows. They only won by the kick, Bill. It was controversial at the end. But
Tropes.
Look, we discussed that on the come Saturday rub, and the AFL effectively admitting it should have been paid. But I just want to highlight the roles that Sam Darham is playing ridiculous. In this turnaround of the Bombers. And Jai Caldwell too, obviously a player who once started at another footy club and is still finding his feet in the Bombers system. Yep. But he's so important to them, and he's a good ball user, which is
Sam
good.
Sam Darham, and I don't say this very lightly for obvious reasons, his attack on the footy is Selwood-esque. I mean, it is ferocious.
He's even bigger than Selwood, isn't he? Like he could almost play key position in another era.
Which made Sell even greater, given he wasn't that big a guy. But, I mean, that ferocity at the ball is, you don't see it very often.
No, and it had some really good moments with Dawson, who I thought had his best game time. Yeah, they went head-to-head there, at least in passages of play. Dawson, I felt, was probably the best player on the ground, but Durham was equally significant in the Bombers winning the game. Yep. So old-fashioned sort of shootout, and Merritt is just putting together. He's already had 3 All-Australian seasons. Ooh. He's on track for a 4th.
Bloody so
great start. Brody Grundy.
Yes.
Love what he's doing. 200th game yesterday.
Right.
It was against the Gold Coast Suns, but set it up early. That first quarter of the Swans, they hit the scoreboard pretty hard. Gold Coast came back in the second quarter, but Brody Grundy's work around the ground and initially to set up the theme of the contest.
Who gets
was
the
great.
Brownlow votes here? Heaney or Grundy?
I thought Grundy, just because he kicked a goal, he had some big moments
Isaac
around the game.
Isaac
was good again. Isaac was very good again. And then again, to your point, Bill, he may have got votes in all 6 games he's played.
No doubt he has.
Yeah.
A break.
Break.
Because we're going the other way.
Come
we'll
on,
go
Debbie.
The other way soon.
Damo's negatives coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
As I'm walking over there, there's this shrubbery underneath the pavilion.
Now by the rubbery. You can
rubbery, I'll supply the rubbery. You can go to buggery.
We love Damien Barrett's negatives. He's already gone through his positives around 6.
Debbie.
I've just got one more, though. Can I have one more positive?
Yes,
I want to give a shout-out to Tyson Stengel for his game for Geelong against Brisbane Lions on Saturday night in the wet.
Brian Myers, by the way.
Yeah, he was great too. Yeah. But I know Stengel was an All-Australian player, Bill, in what was a premiership-winning year in 2022. I would argue that was his best game of football for Geelong, maybe best game of football AFL.
think you're right, don't
Because it was up the ground. It wasn't the goal kicking.
He did everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
He did it with the surety. I mean, Parfitt had an equally impactful game, didn't he? Yeah. But
That's what the role players. They're all playing well. And same with Carlton. They've got some good ones too. So a good game this week.
And that midfield mix of the Cats, Jim, we've touched on it a few times. But it's just really covered for the loss of Guthrie, which is now 2 years in the making. Yeah. Dangerfield came back for this particular game. But Tanner Bruin still had another step being taken in his career.
Cameron and Hawk didn't kick a goal.
Right. Yeah.
So they're very good. Perhaps.
They're on top. We're allowed to talk about them for a minute.
They're the positives.
Come on, Debbie.
We need to start, Jim.
Goal reviews?
With the club that which you were once president. And the one that I have still got an allegiance to, Jim. But what is happening?
He's got a page here. Look, he's got a page about North. Where do you start?
Well, I'll start this way. Won their first two games last year, rounds 1 and 2. Then didn't win again until the last game, round 24. And haven't won since. So in that space now, they've won one game in 27. We'll start there, Jim.
Mm.
And the most recent one was Hawthorn loss yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see the game. But what I know to be fact is that they are leading the competition for turnovers by nearly double. So in other words, they're nearly double ahead of the next worst team at turning the footy over. And then they're the worst team at defending turnover by nearly double.
Mm.
So when you hand the opposition the footy and then you can't defend once you've handed it to them, you can't win a game of football.
Yep.
So that's their, for me, of the many issues they've got at the moment, that is their biggest issue.
Yes.
If you can't retain the ball, and then when you lose the ball, you can't defend after you've lost the ball, then you're going to lose games of football. The analogy I use, Purple, is it's like a batsman. If you can't defend, you can't stay at the crease. If you can't stay at the crease, you can't score.
So
firstly, you've got to learn how to defend. Otherwise, you're not going to make a batsman's
Well, it was art. Just a mess yesterday with that ball coming in from Hawthorn. There was no system to it, and it's understandable given there is no quality player down in that back line. But that's a choice that the club basically undertook at the start of the year when it went down another midfield recruiting path. And I get that they want to wait until they're in a hitting zone before they bring players in, but the enticement of bigger name players is not going to be existent for this footy club the way it keeps going, because why would you want to go to that club when they are performing so badly? So I don't see one thing that's been improved under Alistair Clarkson's watch, and I know that there's an inheritance component to that under what happened with the previous two coaches and even what happened late under, you know, the Ben Buckley and Glenn Archer watch with Brad Scott there, but there's not any form of obvious improvement and reason for anyone at that club to think that they've yet turned the corner or yet, Bill, hit rock bottom.
No, that's right. Apparently the past players is going well. That's what I heard.
Yep. That's Boomer Harvey. Yeah, well done, Boomer. A little boom boom. So but that's no, there's right. huge concerns around what they're doing.
Even Clarko, I don't know where you start with. I don't know what you would do if you had to go there and fix up North.
Well,
Melbourne,
the saviour he was meant to be to do that. And I know that he's only a year and a bit in and he missed a chunk of last year too. I get all that and you do weight that and you put that caveat
on. Do you start with defence? Is that the key?
Well, they don't have a defence bill.
No, but you've got to build that.
Yeah. But
that's what you've got to try and build.
Aidan Corr battled yesterday, but he's not capable of holding a defence together. Biggie Newen, who's played two games of footy, he's not capable of playing the role he's meant to.
But when coaches go to these clubs down the bottom, they try and build a defence, don't they?
Well, that's what Clarkson did, at Hawthorn,
yes,
with good players in the forward line. So it's a problem. It's a massive problem. Isolated wise for Brisbane Lions, so too was their 2-4 scoreline this year coming off a grand final performance last year.
Form at the Gabba. What's happened there?
They've lost three matches now.
They've
beaten North Melbourne. And we thought the previous week when they beat Melbourne was maybe the sign that things had changed. But Geelong I feel they toyed with Brisbane Lions, particularly after half time. When I know Oscar McInerney went down in that game, Jim, but equally so too did Tom Stewart for Geelong at a similarish
when
type
you're only
of
kicking four goals. I know it was a wet night, but that at your home ground
and
is
they
not
kicked
winning
the first
too many
two.
Games,
they kicked the first two and then only kicked two after that.
That was a poor outing.
They played dumb footy. The Cats are actually smarter on the night.
Well, they're a wet ball, it must be said. I think the Cats do have the best coach at the moment by some distance, the way Chris Scott is coaching and has been able to again put this team into the premiership conversation. They're 6-0.
Got the Giants this week.
In Canberra.
Yeah. Yep. Lions do. That's a big one.
It was a massive one.
For big
We love Ross the Boss, but the Saints were, I don't know what happened to them.
No.
They never got started.
Did not fire one shot.
No. And the narrative around the three matches inside 11 days, it was put out there by the club in the lead up to the game, and you knew that was a problem for them, and then they embraced that aspect of it post-match to try and, I suppose, present it to the public that there was a reason for their lethargy. But I didn't quite buy it. I'm not giving them the complete cop-out of it. Sorry, I think it is a cop-out to raise as strongly as they did. You look at what they've done. They've beaten Collingwood. They've beaten Richmond. But I don't think they're going to be anywhere near as good as they were last year, which was a finals performance and a competitive performance in that particular
Frio
game.
And Gold Coast?
Frio
is a massive problem. They started okay.
3-0.
They were. And then they...
3-3.
Yeah, lost to Carlton, Port Adelaide, and now West Coast. And the manner in which that West Coast loss came was a worry, because against Carlton, you know, we saw what happened with that free kick late and the mark that probably shouldn't have been played to Cottrell. So you give them that out. The next week, with 5 minutes to go, they're two goals up against Port Adelaide. But they were controlled and dominated by West Coast on the weekend in a match that they were a very, very short price favourite. So massive problems for them. You mentioned Gold Coast against the Swans. Yeah, they just haven't, they're not capable of winning at this stage away from home on a consistent basis. And while they were competitive in the second quarter, they just weren't able to sustain it for four quarters. I get what they're doing, but I just still feel that 2024 is not going to be a finals outcome for them at this stage. And yeah, we touched on Port Adelaide too, Jim, in praising Collingwood prior to. I think they're another one in the negative column. They just don't win big games of footy regularly away from home.
Against good sides.
Against good sides. And that's what it comes down to, Bill. That's what ultimately, unfortunately for Ken Hinckley, it's now his 12th year. It just is how that team has performed in those matches under him.
I need recognition.
What have you done?
Especially from you.
Well, what have you done?
How many years have I been saying that Isaac Heaney is a midfielder and needs to be played as a midfielder? Listen. Now he's played as a midfielder.
Listen.
He is going to win the Brownlow. He's going to have 45
votes. I will
votes
give
by
you
the
this. You found Sam Taylor. I'll give you that votes. About 5 years ago. You found Sam Taylor. But I'm not going to give you Isaac Heaney.
He's a midfielder. And he's always been a midfielder. Yeah. And now they're playing
tried him
as
him
a midfielder,
in there and he wasn't
and
going.
And he is flying.
They tried him in there before, and he didn't make it, Jim. I know.
Yeah, of course you do.
And you're not getting.
When did they try him?
Back in 22, round 7, 8, 9, and they tried
you
him.
You are a fool's head.
Do you think he would have got the opportunity had Callum Mills not popped his shoulder on Mad Monday? No,
so
I'm not with you.
That's a problem. Yeah. They had a good midfield for a while.
And now he's in there and he ain't moving.
So does Callum Mills come back and play as a halfback flanker?
Whatever they do, he doesn't
Parker's
move.
Got to come back too.
And Lukey goes forward. They're not getting in the midfield at the minute. No worries about coming off the bye. Collingwood smashed him and Sydney smashed him.
Yep.
That's interesting.
I did ask that today, and it's they are stark examples of it, but other examples this year, it's only been a short time in the season, Bill.
What are you saying? That's
it's
not
as
stat.
Not as guaranteed that a win will come.
I'm going off last week, okay?
Yes. Well, that's a good, fresh example.
Yeah, I've
a small sample
thought.
Size.
Another thing I said many years ago, Bill's an idiot.
So the coach's votes.
Proven true. I'll go on, coach's votes.
Blakey, 9. Grundy, 9. Heaney, 6.
Okay.
And he is 20 ahead in the coaches' votes award.
He is 20.
I think he's got
20.
Votes in every second game now, place, hasn't he? Including the loss they had to Richmond, I reckon. So,
Purple, good to see you.
Likewise, Jim.
Nice. Oh, well done.
Nice Monday helping.
Well done.
And Bill?
Midweek Rub, Dame will be on, and Friday Huddle, and Saturday Rub as well.
And Topics Brownless.
Topics Brownless coming up next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing, fat?
I'm listening to your stories,
Jim. I can't even see your stupid bald head.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, Tom DeConi is going to join us after 5. He is playing against his brother this weekend. We're going to ask him how many goals he's going to kick on him, I reckon.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Fact, old topics.
He's not confident.
1-3-3-5-4 or whatever. No, this is an interesting one. We got together as a team.
No, we didn't. You came up with it.
No, I did not. And the topic today for the Rush Hour family is what underrated inventions don't get the recognition that they should. what underrated inventions out there don't get the recognition they should.
Go on.
And I don't want to hear bloody telephone, right? That was George Bell did that 300 years ago. Mm-hmm. Fire. Hell no.
Yes.
George and Graham. Yeah, Graham. Really. Fire. We all know fire's good. We don't want to hear fridges and things like that.
I get you. Yes. I'll give us an example then.
Tin cans.
Tin cans.
Oh, put you in store it for a long time. Or
tin cans.
Don't steal one of ours.
No. Tablets. Some sort of tablets that make you bounce around at night.
This is the worst setting up of a phone topic.
It's a good setup.
Ever come across.
All right, Rabsy, we're a round table here.
Yeah, the seat warmers in your new cars that you get, when it gets cold, you just flick it on. Underrated. No one ever talks about how good seat warmers in cars are. I like it.
So the enforcer, I'm speaking for him, has always said that concrete is the most important and underrated invention in the history of man. I said to him, electricity? Or defibrillators that restart people's hearts and things like that. Right, concrete. He said, without concrete, nothing else is possible.
Well, that's true, but I want something not boring and basic like that.
What about when you need a code and it gets text to your phone and it automatically goes into where you need to input it on an iPhone? That's a good invention.
Well, I always have to get off what I was on and go to the other thing and I get all mixed up.
1-3-3-5-3 Hence! Underrated invention.
That's all you had to say. 1-3-3-5-3 And we got some very nice prizes.
$200 voucher for Superdry. Their new season puffers have just launched and there's nothing more iconic. Shop in-store or online at superdry.com.au to get your new forever jacket today.
Look at him come to papa.
The ice maker in your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
That's a very good
one. See, that's what we want.
Yes. All right. 1-3-3-5-3 Your call's next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So, where do we go now?
Jim's looking at us.
I'm asking a 1-3-3-5-3 Bill.
Underrated inventions, my topic. It's gone well, too. I'm happy with the
waited until the book came.
<He did. laughs>
Look at him.
I like it. Riley's there in Doreen.
How are we, boys?
Good, Riles. You're going well?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Good, yes.
What's underrated, Riley?
A car winch, a winch for a car. Gets you out of anywhere. And the other day for work, I had to pull out a scissor lift. So.
a what? A scissor lift?
Mm. Yeah. Construction. So.
Very good. Righto, car winch. Car I like winch. That. Stay on the line. Jace in Templestowe. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
JB, Bill.
Underrated invention.
Whoever invented pockets deserves a pat on the back.
See, I like that. Pockets. That's good. That's good. I like that.
Well, you'd be buggered without them. I'll put your keys anywhere.
That's right. Can't play with your knackers.
Well, you can.
I don't
need a pocket to play with your knackers.
But if you didn't have pockets, it'd look a bit...
Going down straight in underneath like my kids do the whole time. All right, I like that too. Jeff Rutherglen.
Jeffrey.
Hello, me.
Yeah, is that you, mate? Are you Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey from Rutherglen. Yeah.
That'd be you.
The little plastic clip on the end of your shoelaces. It's called an agate. Imagine trying to do your shoelaces up without that.
Yeah. It's important.
What's
an underrated?
What's it called?
Aglet. A-G-L-E-T.
Aglet.
Oh, right.
I thought he said
agate.
Me too.
I thought he said agate.
Wayne, Safety Beach. Hello, Wayno.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
My in-laws live in Safety Beach. It's a very nice part of the world. All right. What's underrated, please, Wayno?
Safe there.
Mate, the little arrow next to your fuel gauge that tells you which side the fuel cap is on.
Yes. Good one. We like that.
Very important, Wayne.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Right. You know, some people don't know that. They drive around
for ages.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't.
I didn't. For a long time, I didn't.
And then you put diesel in.
No, that happened once.
but you did.
Luke in Glen Iris. Hello, Lucas.
Luke.
G'day, boys. I reckon the most underrated invention in the last 20 years is the Dyson Airblade hand dryer in the gents.
Yes, where you go down and out and your hands are dry.
See, I hate all that.
Why?
Paper towels, you can't beat them. Yeah. Just the old
That's
paper.
That's good for the environment.
Well, you just throw it in the bin and they munch it up.
You just throw it in the bin.
They munch it up.
They munch it up and then it comes back as a plastic jar.
I'm with you, Luke. I like that. Any more rabbits?
Yeah, we got Kane, who is also in Doreenville.
Hello, Kano.
How you going, fellas?
Hey, Kane. Yep.
What's underrated?
Egg rings, mate.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Have you got egg rings
on your barbecue?
No, and when you're cooking eggs.
You can put them on your barbie.
On the fry pan.
Yeah,
they come out beautiful and round.
That would be the
ring. Keep the consistency true.
It's spot on. Oh, I love those egg rings.
Very good.
Good on you.
Well, one more as well.
Oh, yes.
A compa in Poo-Wong.
Who?
A compa.
Compa.
That's Jai Newcomb's territory, Poo-Wong.
Yeah.
Compa.
Yes, it is, guys. Yesterday I was making me homebrew and my can opener broke and didn't realise how valuable it was until it broke.
Oh, yeah, the can opener.
That's underrated.
Know. When I feed the dogs, need a can
you
opener.
You don't have a dog. That's the only thing.
It's true.
All right, where are we sending?
Good topic.
I'll tell you who's getting the prize.
Well, you go.
Jace Templestowe.
Yes.
Pockets.
That's a great one.
Very, very good. What does Jace get?
You've got yourself a $200 super dry voucher to get yourself a new Forever jacket. They've got plenty of pockets on those.
The arrow on the fuel light.
Yeah, like
we
that.
Like that. That's good. Wayne in Safety Beach.
Wayno, you've got yourself a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin voucher.
Wicked
close. Head to dashandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today. Drink responsibly.
I like that. Jim.
Right. Any others?
Any others? Rabbits, you can pick one.
You're in this with us.
I reckon.
What do you like?
Let's go with...
The aglet?
We already went to Wino, didn't we?
No, Kane.
Kane and Doreen for the egg.
Yeah, egg ring.
I like that.
Yeah,
he's
well
got
done.
Himself a $100 grilled voucher.
Wow.
Well done, Kano.
They are good. Beautiful, round, perfect.
Yeah, that would be the ring bit.
But the balance is all the way through.
By the way, 2-for-1 burgers at Grewitt every Monday, which is today after your Aussie Rules or Rugby League team wins this season. Sorry, Jim, you can't get them today. Head to grill.com.au for details.
Chuckling away.
Good topic, Bill.
Not bad, Fat. Look at him.
Yes.
He wasn't sure.
No, I was.
Now?
All the way.
Oh.
You sure?
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't make all those mistakes.
Triple M's Rush Hour, thanks to Ford Ranger. The Ranger Raptor is now back in stock and available at your Ford dealer to test drive.
Drive Magazine, by the way, 2023 Best Off-Road Ute.
Mm-hmm.
The Raptor.
Wow.
So there you go.
One at
praise comes no higher.
At the Desert Race? Where was that in when it won that race?
It's the Fink Desert Race, I believe
well
it
done.
Is, Bill.
The Raptor's potent mix of performance and off-road agility can't be bettered. There you go. It's fun on wheels.
It is. Now, all thanks to Ford Ranger. Yep.
$10,000.
Ten, Jim.
You need 133353. Ring us now if you know your footy players and, more importantly, the numbers.
Yeah.
Then you could be in the line. We could be the third person to win $10,000.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm just going to have a look at myself.
Oh, he's off. A Guernsey cash time.
Yes.
133353. People have jumped on, and Jared, one of them, from Echuca.
Ah.
Hello, Jared.
Hey, boys. How you going?
That's where the Dr. Shoal used to have his joint on the river up there at Echuca. It's a lovely part of the world. Right. What do you do up there, Jazz?
A bit of 40 winks, Echuca. Yeah.
40 winks.
Jinx.
Make a few beds up.
Good on you, mate. Who do you barrack for, Jared?
Essendon.
Going okay.
Thanks to Sammy Draper. Definitely going okay.
Drape, was
it,
man.
Was it a free kick, Jared?
Definitely was a free kick every day of the week.
Drape just fell asleep.
Just take it. How well do you know your numbers, Jared?
I know them pretty well, except for when I'm on a radio.
All right.
Don't get nervous.
Well, here are the rules.
30 seconds on the clock for you, mate. You just need to tell us which number a player has worn for a club. Some of them have worn two numbers for that club. How am I going, by the way? You can pass and we'll have time. You can come back to it. We have to accept your first answer. That's the Olivia rule. And if you get all 10 numbers correct, the cash is yours. And your time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
I'll tell you what, buy some beds for 10 grand.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, perfect.
All right, Jazz, you ready?
Yeah, sure I am.
Here we go. Harley Reid, West Coast.
9.
Christian Salem, Melbourne.
3.
Nick Cox, Essendon.
13.
Ollie Hollins, Carlton.
3.
Paul Kelly, Sydney.
14.
Brent Quera, Hawthorne.
28.
Shane Wakeland, Collingwood.
13.
Quinton Narkle, Port Adelaide.
6.
Ben Long, Gold Coast.
13.
All right.
No. You're wrong. Well, he started all right. Jared started well.
He did start nicely.
Bang, bang, bang. Mm. Ollie Hollins is four, not three. You got Paul Kelly. Goo Guerra.
The Goo.
He wore 18, not 28. And he wore something else on his head.
On top of his scone.
And Shane Wakeland was 14, not 13, mate.
No problem. Close enough.
Hey, you're going all right there for a while.
Right up there, Jazz. What are we handing out, please?
Well, we're just working that out. Maybe a box of TP5 or TP5X golf balls, thanks to TaylorMade.
Are you a golfer, Jared?
Up there.
Yeah, I am a golfer. I'm trying to hit them.
Go out the road there. What's that really nice course?
Rich River Golf Club.
Oh, Rich River Gym out
there.
Yes, exactly. Beautiful. All right. Go through Moama.
Coming your way, courtesy of TaylorMade.
Good pub at Moama.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Another opportunity tomorrow to win $10,000. Onion is making it a bit too hard at the moment.
Quinton Narkle, Port Adelaide.
Oh, no. He's played Port three games.
Bloody hell.
You've got to have a chat to him, Jim. You're the skipper.
Come on. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. We just don't understand what's going on between your ears.
Triple M. Time for this.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
Well, you haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yeah.
I believe this is back. I thought we'd given it the arse.
People love it. It's like the quiz on Saturday Rub. They love it. Bloody sun every day.
What's at number five, Fat?
There. Number five is the drink stealer. We spoke about this MCG a few years ago, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. But there's a new one, and he's part of the Friday huddle.
It pains me to say.
Why are you laughing, Nate?
That there is a drink stealer amongst this group.
It's got to be Nate.
Sitting with me tonight. And he's just realised who I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
He got a free trip with his family through the Channel 9 sponsorship of Goombaya World. They get everything put on for them, Das.
He's airborne.
He's airborne.
Had her own cabana.
And then as he's going, as he's leaving, there may be some CCTV of Nathan putting a little bag under the fridge, using the right arm. The entire contents of the soft drinks into said bag. Is this true?
That's absolutely true, Dave.
Why would you do that, Nate?
We went to Goombaya World. Beautiful place out there. We were able to go on the water slides, the rides, the dodgem cars, and it was stocked the fridge. So they said, anything you want today, it is on us. And they bought us food.
While you're there.
And the kids. At the venue, in the fridge.
To consume our very own in the fridge.
While you're at Goombaya World.
Our very own fridge.
How many drinks, Nate?
There was about three.
You don't use a whole arm for three, Nate.
16 he took.
That's unbelievable.
16 cans. He took 16 cans.
I think you're better than that, Nate.
Come on, Nate.
How about number four, Bins?
Oh, what about Ruby Schleisler? Plays footy with Collingwood in the AFL.
Slasher, Bill.
Good girl. We like her.
Yes,
we like her. She made her debut on Triple M Radio Boundary and had an immediate impact.
Collingwood superstar AFLW Ruby Slice is down on the boundary all day today.
G'day, boys. Good to be here on debut. I listened to Stevie J's first couple of weeks, and no matter how badly I go, it can't be as bad as that bloke when he first started. So fingers crossed for me down here. He's up there comfy in his box eating his pies.
God, there you go. Ruth, bang. I think
Stevie, a little clip.
I think she was talking about this.
And Scotty, how's Harry Mackay sort of handled the criticism that's been come his way during the week? Criticism.
Oh, I'm the Collingwood coach.
If you go into the other room to find out for us, that'd be great.
I just seen Bossy walk past you and I thought, I could just ask.
Come on, Stephen.
We've got to get to Tom DeConey. You've got time for one more.
One more.
So
just one.
Pick, yep.
Oh, the Chief, then. It's all about the Chief, okay. Of course. What do you got at number one, Bill?
Oh, 5-1.
I know.
4-1.
The Chief. It's all about the Chief, and this happened Friday night.
We got a call from Lahore. They checked it back who it was, and it was the great Pakistani was on the line.
Oh, come
on. Hey, Chief. It's Wazim Akram here. Congrats on the legend status. I'm known for my swing bowling, but I'm most proud of my hair. It's very soft and bouncy, but it's nothing compared to the most magnificent hair you used to have. So long, so lovely, so soft. But where is it gone now, Chief?
Where's it gone now, Chief?
And also from another bloke.
Ooh. The thing I love about Chief is that
He doesn't have many people that he's had blues with over the journey. In fact, you walk around and he's universally loved to the journey.
Absolutely. We love
him. But he has had one famous run in over the journey. And we thought, maybe time to go and just settle an old score. And I think this is a nice message as well, Chief.
Jason Dunstall, Stephen Quartermain here. Congratulations on your incredible honour. All jokes aside, you thoroughly deserve this gong. You were a champion and also played with great courage and humility. Thank you for contributing to four Hawthorn premierships. And as a token of my appreciation, I'd love to take you out for a succulent Chinese meal, minus the fried rice.
Well done, Quarters. Well done, Quarters. That was very good. And was a mackerel. Well, that was good. That was good. So there was a couple other ones.
Yeah,
but the pink booted quainer. I like that.
Yeah, we can play him tomorrow. The other two, because Tom De Koning's. I know, but Tom De Koning's very important.
Not that important.
He kicked three goals for the Blues. They got a huge
the work I put in
match. Well, you had a good whainer as well.
Yeah.
I did too. I've had a good day.
Not really.
Tom De Koning joining us next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You should go see a doctor about your lack of humour. You might need a humour
ectomy.
Oh, my God.
The Blues are flying, and this man is coming off a career-high three goals. It's Tom De Koning.
De Koning settles. Scores dead level at the moment. 26 first term. Half-post high drop punt. It's a good one. Offhand De Koning. That's a snapper tie from 30. The tie, but it's straight. De Koning leads back from 45. Six on the trot. Three for De Koning.
There it is.
A 19-point win.
Tommy De Koning, welcome to you. For me, that's the win of the round, Carlton against the Giants. I thought tough and hard and very impressive.
Yeah, thanks for having me, fellas. It's good to be here. Yeah, it was a good win and, very exciting at Carlton at the moment and a lot of belief as well. So, yeah.
Good full time. House, big noise. I love that bit too.
That's it. In front of the home crowd, it's always good. And, they were right behind us on the weekend, weren't they?
The big forwards, Curno, Mackay and De Koning.
De Koning.
Nine goals between you.
Yeah. Playing a bit more forward at the moment and, really enjoying it. The whole forward line. Had a good game probably off the back of our midfield dominance and, it was a good game all round, really.
Bloody oath it was. Now, we'll just have a look at this week, Jim.
Okay? Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah.
You can talk about it later, but it's Carlton, 4th, 5-1, take on the Cats,
right.
Top of the tree, 6-0, but it's about Sam versus Tom, isn't it?
I think that's what you were saying earlier. Yeah, definitely. That'd be good. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
You'll be in the forward line because you're kicking goals. And Sammy in his 50th game for the Cats, by the way, the number 16, he'll be down back. So surely you're on each other.
I think we might. Hopefully we get to line up against each other. And I got into him a bit last year and see what happens this year, Bill.
Well, how are you going to go with that? Because I can only imagine my older brother and I are very close. Yeah. If we'd have ever played footy against each other, I would have had to belt him in the guts. Like just out of principle and off the ball. Yeah. Like the ball at the other end, I just would have gone and belted him as hard as I could in the guts and he would do exactly the same. Are you like that?
I think so. I think we're very competitive and... one of seven boys in our family. So, growing up, we had to, take care of ourselves and fight for ourselves. And I think, hopefully in the game we get a few good contests against each other.
Well, we haven't seen the Mackays for some reason.
Some reason.
Because they're the same person. But we'll see you two, which would be good. How many tickets for the game on Saturday?
Oh, Sam's 50th, so about... 50 tickets, I reckon.
So that's the siblings. Who else has come?
Yeah, exactly.
So mum, dad, and how many kids are there? About 10 or something?
There's 10 of us, yeah.
What are their names? So there's Sam, Tom, and Zoe. So just three little letters. Keep them short.
Yeah, they're all pretty short. There's Harry, Max, Jesse, Lauren, Charles, Is that all of them?
I don't know.
I sometimes forget who they are.
Do you know their birthdays?
No chance.
Yes. And at the MCG.
Oh, big game.
Geelong home game.
Home game at the G.
So you're not wasting a game of this quality
down
there.
Well,
you're taking it
you
to
wouldn't
the big
waste
house.
It because it's 40,000 down there
that's
now,
it,
Jim.
Bill.
Yeah. So the G will be good.
Yeah, it will be. And, we've been able to draw some big crowds, and hopefully hopefully the Cats can bring a few fans in, and so can we, and we can get a big crowd there to be cheering loud for us.
How do mum and dad go when you play against each other? We've seen your mum, by the way, on the coverage with BT a few times.
Yeah, you would have seen her. Yeah, she doesn't shy away from the camera, that's for sure. No. Mum's probably the most excited person in the crowd, and dad will go walk around the other side of the stadium and sit by himself. So
really?
Yeah, they're pretty different, but dad really loves watching the game, and I think mum loves the drinking side of it.
What colour scarf? Well, they'll be both blue and white, but which way?
Yeah.
Do they go? Which way do they swing?
Well, our family's kind of split, to be honest. The nephews keep changing, and a lot of my brothers love Carlton, but they've got a soft spot for both, obviously, so we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, mate. Have you noticed the juggernaut starting to roll? How long have you been in the club now? Four or five years?
Six years. Yeah.
So when you got there, things weren't as good as they are now. Prelim final last year, as Bill said, fourth on the ladder this year. The momentum that Carlton build when they start playing just, for even us neutral supporters, is unbelievable to watch. Do you feel that as a player?
Yeah, it's exciting. The fans come along for the ride with us, and they really, play a big role in us bringing energy to the game, and, they ride along everything with us. And, I think we're about to tick over 100,000 members, which is pretty amazing and very exciting. So
100,000.
That's
good.
That's a bloody good effort.
Because they've come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, a few of them.
Well, to be honest, a lot of them have been there, but been pretty quiet. But now they are on.
They are, yeah. And we're going to need every single one of them. To finish off this year, and they've been amazing. So couldn't ask for much more.
Well, my beautiful wife, and many would say better half. I don't agree with that, Thomas. I think we're probably about even when it comes to all of that. Mm. She is the maddest Blues fan ever.
Great.
And even when I was president of North, I tried to swing her across and she wouldn't budge. She loves the Blues, watches it with the beanie on in the house, and literally...
she's a nuffy.
Full nuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as soon as the first goal for the Blues is kicked, all I can hear down the corridor is... she just loves it. And she is typical of Carlton fans, I reckon. Yeah. They're a special breed.
Yeah, we love the fans, and we feel like ours are some of the most... powerful in the league and definitely get us around us the most. And it's amazing.
That's cool. All right, stick around, Tommy DeConing. Mm-hmm. More with you next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So well done, Bill.
You can't say well done because you haven't achieved anything.
Tommy DeConing from the Carlton Football Club has stuck around. They play the Cats this Saturday, JB. Yeah. Next home game is Friday night versus Collingwood. Become a 2024 Carlton member for as little as $11 per month. Visit membership.carltonfc.com.au to find the best package for you.
Now, I'm interested in what's on your head, Tommy, because the Adelaide 36ers Pura Milkat.
Yes.
My oldest son, Jonathan.
Hey, Adelaide 36.
Have a look at that. That's come out of an op shop.
Yeah, it has.
Jono, he goes and finds Ansett t-shirts, that sort of stuff out of op shops. What is it with you blokes?
Oh, I don't know. It seems to be the trend at the moment. But no, I actually got this as a gift from my brother Max for Christmas. And
Max.
So he got it out of an op shop.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he actually did. And I haven't taken it on my head ever since. I actually wear this hat everywhere. So I don't know. It's something about the vintage hats I really like. And I guess it's kind of a bit of the trend at the moment, isn't it?
Adelaide 36ers.
Yep.
You know why they're called that. I told you this before. Adelaide was founded in 1836.
Was it?
Yeah. There you go. There's something for you, Tom.
Cool.
Hey, what about the two ruckman setup too? You'd be liking that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's going really well. I think me and Pitt bring out the best of each other, and we really drive each other as well throughout the week, which we feel like has been working really well and brings another dynamic to our team.
And maybe a couple of injuries. You got a lot down there at the minute at Carlton, of course.
Got a few.
But a couple from last weekend's game, Zach Williams. Yep. And Wiedering.
Yeah.
How they get... Well, probably too early to say, but and I know what you're going to say. Oh, no, they'll be all right. They'll play.
Asking a question, then answering it.
Yeah. Reciprocal.
Yeah, I don't know. Answer that one, yeah. Nah, they've both just got...
Reciprocal.
They've both just got cork, so... We'll know more in the coming days, Bill.
Oh, righto.
Getting back to the ruck thing, Tommy. I imagine that it's great fun being a ruckman once the ball's actually left the actual rucking bit and then you can get around the ground and enjoy yourself. But actually crashing into a great big huge bastard can't be a lot of fun.
Oh, you know, I think I grew up playing ruck, so I really enjoy it, that part of it. I love the contest part. I love the follow-up. And yeah, I enjoyed it until after the game. The next day, I'm feeling pretty sore. But
so I get the follow-up bit. That must be great fun. And I look at people like yourself, the really athletic one. Lukey Jackson's a similar style of player. I get all it. But the actual crashing into someone who's 110 kilos and 18 foot, that's got to be pretty hard to do.
I think the thing about me, I try and use more of my athleticism compared to a lot of other rucks. And Luke Jackson's one who really likes to jump. And I actually put up really sore from that game because he was, you know, he's one of the small amount of players who actually jump still, and got a few big corks from that game. But so it's, you pull up pretty sore from some games, but the last few weeks being able to play a bit more forward, I've actually pulled up really well. So it's exciting.
Do you live near Carlton, and who do you live with?
I live in Brunswick with Matty Cottrell and Luke Parks, who used to play for the Blues, and we love Brunswick.
Matty Cottrell, did he give a burst to Curnow on the weekend? I reckon he gave him a night. I've never seen anyone give a burst to Charlie, but
no,
I think he did.
Yeah, yes. He definitely did. Cotters wasn't too happy with a few things Charlie was doing, but and let him know about it. So it was great. We love to see that. We feel like all of our players can challenge each other on game day, and the best part is like. Players, leaders will listen as well, which is awesome.
I like that. I liked it to myself. And what about Robbie Williams?
Here he is.
You've met him. You've got a photo here, but and he wrote a song about you. Have you been in contact? Does he DM you? Send a couple of pics?
this is the question, isn't it? I got asked this a bit, but I've actually met him a couple of times before. Before his concerts when he was in Melbourne, and you know, he's just, I've said it before, but he's a big fan of the club. Yeah. Like, he loves the Blues.
And you.
He loves Vossie, to be honest. He actually invited Vossie backstage into his dressing room before he went on stage, and they were just, you know, talking for half an hour about structures and who we've drafted and all that sort of stuff. So,
good on him.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Carlton and he watches a few games, which is cool.
Yeah.
How do you go on planes, please? I was just having this conversation in a meeting I was in earlier. A gentleman in that meeting had been on the plane with the Geelong boys.
Yes.
And he was fascinated as to who sits in business.
Well, the big boys, you'd hope.
No.
What?
Oh, no. It wasn't
not
the big
little
boys.
Brian Myers or someone.
It was the senior boys.
Oh,
they were
leaders.
All up the front. And
so
then the junior burgers. Danger was in the front.
Oh, come on, Danger.
The junior
down
burgers
the back.
Down the back.
No, what, the big blokes have got to go.
So what do you do with
what,
the blokes?
So Sammy was down the back?
Who?
Sammy was down the back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Up the front. So what happens with you guys? Is it all the big boys that go forward or the seniors?
I'm just trying to think. I think, yeah, it's generally it's all the big boys. And I guess Cripper's a big boy. Cripper's always up there. Cripper's always up there. Yeah. He manages to find himself up there. Who else finds himself out there? It's mainly the big boys, right? It's normally me, Charlie,
Harry,
Cripper, Pitto, you know, those sort of
players. You wouldn't want little Owies. He's not in there. Or Durden.
He tries his hardest, but we don't let him up there.
Those little nipsies wasting our bloody business class seat. What else, Tommy? What else do you do with yourself outside of being a very impressive young footballer? What else?
I get down the surf coast a fair bit. All my family's down there now. I think there's 8 of us siblings down there, and my parents just moved to Janjuk. So get down there, try and get down there once a week. I'm going to get down there tomorrow and actually going for a surf with Sammy and a few of the Carlton boys. So we'll have to battle it out in the water before
battle
the weekend.
Well said, battle it out.
Yeah.
Tom, Sam, Zoe and Max, they're 4 of the siblings, just 3 letters, Jim. They're just nice little short names. We like that.
Yeah, were you no Chris and Tom or are you a Thomas?
I was Tom. Yeah, right. Tom, Sam, Zoe. Yeah, we're all pretty simple names.
There's like 9 of them.
I know. The old man, he played for Footscray.
Yeah, he did.
Does he talk about that?
He does a little bit. Not too much, I don't think. Not too much to talk about. But, he played, I think, just over 30 games. And there's actually, it's pretty funny, but there's like, I think there's an article or something out there and he's named in the worst Bulldog side of all time or something like that.
No.
So he tries to keep that one quiet. But
Terry, but he goes with Tez. So there's another 3 letter, just Tez.
Tez.
Worst of all time.
I'm going to look that up, Jim.
Yeah,
surely not. That can't be true.
Nah, yeah, I don't know. Someone found it somewhere.
Wouldn't be right.
And what about the other side of, is this your partner I'm seeing? In
no,
this
no, sister?
That's my sister. So are you swinging hands with anyone, Tommy?
No, Tommy.
What a question. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
That won't last long. Now
that's out there. Or football reasons or what?
Yeah, just trying to focus on my footy. You
know, haven't been to the Great Northern lately?
No.
In the beer garden there?
I'll let you look after the Great Northern, Phil. You've been patrolling that joint recently, I think.
Oh, well, I get Oscar likes it down there, and they're all nice little pub.
During the season, you'd be at the Great Northern, Bill, probably.
Well, you get
Charlie was heckling you there last time, wasn't he?
Oh, Charlie.
He's hanging a bit of shit on you.
Geelong College, boy. Yeah, you're allowed. Oh, he's 196 centimetres and 96 kegs, old Tezza. Is it from Doveton?
Oh,
yeah. They breed him rough out there.
31 games, 2 goals. Yep. I'm just trying to find out this playing stats. Jim, keep talking to him.
Where are you trying to go, Bill?
I'm saying if he's in the worst Western Footscray side ever.
No, we don't even want that to happen.
It's probably somewhere deep in the...
Yeah, it'd be deep somewhere. I'm trying to find
Well, good luck on the weekend, by the way. This is a massive game of football.
Oh, big
MCG, there'll be 70-plus.
Cats.
Oh, I like that.
Going beautifully.
Cats going beautifully.
Was that your best win last week, this year?
Yeah, I definitely say so. Yeah. I feel like it's just our...
Coming together.
Yeah, most consistent performance as a team, as a connected footy team. And, I feel like we really dominated in the midfield and that got the ball going forward. And I feel like our forward line probably functioned the best it has all year.
So if you, Tom, play on Sam, how many goals will you kick? We won't play this early, of course.
No, I'll try and kick 6 and then reassess half time, mate.
Here we are. That's what we want.
Only joking.
Good boy.
Hey, good to see you, mate. Good luck.
Thank you,
Tom.
Thanks,
Tom DeConing from the Carlton Footy Club on the Rush Hour. By the way, become a Carlton member in 2024 for as little as $11 per month. Just visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Credentials on this station.
Right.
And look no further than what?
Wah.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw.
Good on you. That's the way.
And Anthony William Brownless.
Brownless, the only one there. Swings it wide. Oh. It's a shocking kick. Shocking kick.
Shut up, Sandals. Yes. I reckon he's had a bet,
oh,
Jim.
Oh, I love it. Now, tomorrow, Jack Ginnivan. Oh,
Jackie boy.
How good.
You had him on the other week.
He's brilliant, too.
He
I love
good.
Him.
He's a big
man,
guest.
That is a big guest.
Well,
big
not
guest.
Jack Ginnivan. No, yeah. And my man, Wade Ormsby. Ooh. Who's just finished second in Saudi Arabia.
And coming over to Asian Adelaide.
Two, and then, of course, Liv coming up this weekend. Yes. So we get those two in tomorrow.
Where's he from, Wade?
Adelaide boy.
Funny old name, old Wade.
Well, wouldn't go with it myself if I was naming a child. But no. Very good boy and a bloody good, as I said, just finished second in tournament in Saudi Arabia.
How's your prep for Liv Golf going?
Mine? Solid. Yeah. A decent weekend. I thought I needed to get some runs under
as
my belt.
As big as the weekend before that I had those eyewitnesses at the rut.
Solid. What solid preparation.
Those
I've
eyewitnesses
had.
At the rub.
No, did you hear that? Fats Craft.
I was one of the
he
voices.
He was one of them, Jim.
Beersy was another one.
No, he wasn't.
Trying to claim he wasn't, but I know he wasn't.
I was the one.
Double
that was,
agent.
You
Beersy.
Was
and yeah. Sarah.
Yeah. Sarah and Will Ralston.
Now,
Will.
Fat.
And Ormsby, too.
Joke.
That's interesting. Yes. Good today.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
Ford Ranger Walter. Raptor. Not only is the Ford Ranger sponsoring our show, the Ford Ranger Raptor is sponsoring your joke and Rappy and Damo. The Ranger Raptor bill is back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Make Raptor your number one today.
I like it.
Are they giving away one for the best joke or something?
No.
Doesn't say that there.
No.
Righto. So
no,
let's go with a joke. A Monday
just
one.
Says make it your number one today.
Righto.
Yeah.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone, Jim?
Oh, my God. He just got that
well,
out.
It's hard to get out. It's stupid.
Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone.
It's not hard to get out.
Was married 3 times?
No.
3 times, Jim. His first marriage was Rocky, and his second marriage was Rocky 2. You got nearly a smirk out of Cat's bum. Look at it.
It's not
bad. It's not bad, Rap. Jim.
Jim. It's just a boring story.
No, it's not. Rocky, and the second one was Rocky too.
The only entertainment in that is your idiot tiny brain finding it funny.
And Rabs' love. The head of Rabs upstairs.
That's not worthy of
plastic. No, I think it is.
Plastic.
No, it is. No, it is. That's a good, I'd say, 85, 86% of that.
Which is not bad for a Monday.
Yeah.
How's his third marriage going?
Oh, it's...
He always goes there.
They're Rocky 3, he's had Rocky 8, isn't he? There it is.
Yes. I don't know if it's going that bad. That was third winning.
Well, he's had Rocky 8. He's had 8 of them. Wow. The music.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today.